Time 25 minutes past eight. For the first time since 1945, secret World War II code-breaking equipment, which was used to crack the Enigma code, will be on display at Bletchley Park in Buckinghamshire. Equipment has been rebuilt as part of a 10-year project, and it'll be demonstrated today by veterans. Our correspondent Sarah Campbell is at Bletchley Park this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
We're probably familiar with the German Enigma machine. Looks a little bit like a small old-fashioned typewriter. What you may not be quite as familiar with is the Turing bomb machine. This was the British-made machine, which was designed to break those codes. The Enigma codes had around 150 million, million, million combinations, so obviously breaking them was a pretty big task. I'm here at Bletchley Park. It looks a little bit like a large metal cabinet. So it's about 7 foot by 6 foot, 2 feet deep, and on the front, around 108 dials, colour-coded dials with letters around the side. And I'm very pleased to say that with me is Jean Valentine, who worked here and used this machine during the Second World War. Jean, good morning to you. How does it work?
Good morning. It worked beautifully. Let's say that. It seldom broke down. An electromechanical machine, not a computer, and it is looking for the settings on the rotors on the Enigma machine. That's all it does, only one task. And it does it by sending electricity down as many paths as possible, looking for this one answer in 158 million, 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 million to one. The drums on it, the top row in each bank went at speed. When that had done a revolution, the middle bank went on one letter. That continued, so did that. And the bottom one went round. And when it had finally gone through all the permutations, it stopped.
In the should we listen to it running? Because it makes quite a noise. So you can hear the dials and the cogs all clicking. This must have been a pretty exciting and pretty loud place to work.
It didn't strike me as being loud. I explained to people it sounded like a lot of knitting machines, more than heavy industrial machinery. And it was doing a super job, and up with the noise we put.
What was it like to work here in the Second World War? Were you aware of how important the work was you were doing?
Oh, yes. I knew what I was doing, but I didn't know what anybody else was doing. It was on a need-to-know basis. You just knew your job, and nobody else's was of any importance to you. You did that, and you told nobody about what you did.
Okay, Jean, lovely to talk to you. I'm just going to go around the back of the machine. This machine took 10 years to build. There were 200 Turing bomb machines built during the war, all dismantled afterwards because of the fact that this was a state secret. John Harper, you rebuilt this machine. It's really been a labour of love for you, hasn't it?
Well, I didn't do it personally. We had a great big team of supporters and helpers.
Looking at the back of it, it's incredibly complicated. I understand there's about 12 miles worth of cable.
Yeah, amongst other things. Vast numbers of other bits and pieces. Big lubrication system, goes to 171 places.
Why did you decide to rebuild it? Because it has been a huge task. What was the excitement for you?
Well, it was. I met during my career a lot of people that had worked on these machines, both manufacturing and maintaining them during the war. And I got so fascinated when they kept telling me that one day they'll be able to tell me what they did for the war effort. And of course, when they could, when the secrets came out in mid-70s, I was very pleased to follow that up and very privileged.
How exciting is it for you to see it working?
Well, this is a particularly good day because we've got the whole machine complete now. And although we say we've just started commissioning, you're actually doing very well.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to come to Bletchley Park and see the Turing bomb machine working yourself, it will be open to the public from the 23rd of September. And it is amazing to think that the counter-terrorism techniques that they were using here to break these codes are still being